Hallelujah. So behold, what beloved, now are we the sons of God. This is 1 John 3:1-2. I don't know if I gave that out to y'all or not. 1 John 3:1-2. Verse 2 said, behold, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Notice he didn't say one day when you get to heaven, you'll be sons of God. He said, beloved, when? Now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, what happened? We shall be like him. For we shall do what? See him as he is. We shall see him as he is. We don't see all. We see through a glass darkly, dimly. But when that day comes, we'll see him as he is. We'll see that we're just like him. Why? Because we're his body. We'll be just like, we'll see it. We'll see it in fullness. Amen. We can do what he did. That's why he want to live through us. He'll put his life in us, and he wants to live through us, his body. Now, that's a portion of his body is in heaven now, the church of the firstborn, and those who have expired in this life, and they're going to be with the Lord. But we, the body on this earth, he wants us doing what he did. He came here, he set an example, how we should live, what a man and woman of God should be like, what kind of work we should do. And yet Jesus did all that work. And then we have people preaching and teaching that it all passed away. And he just came and introduced it and bring it to us. And Acts tells us real plain, O Theophilus, all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Both to do and teach. All that Jesus began, didn't say all that Jesus did and finished. No, he began it. All that Jesus began both to do and teach. Then he called apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher to perfect the saints so we can get the job done. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can do what he did. Just like he did the works of his father, so can we. Why? Because the same life, same nature, who we are, we have become. He has made us like himself. So his body can do what he did. Let me say it like this. When he was on this earth, he was, before he died, he was the only body of Christ on the earth. There was no other. And God gave him his spirit without measure. And he went about doing good, healing all that was pressed of the devil. Casting out devils, setting the captive free, feeding the hungry, growing fish, growing bread, going fishing, looking in the mouth of a fish and getting money out, walking on the water. He did all that. He had people to participate with him because they was in training. Now that he have finished his part, he said it real plain in the Gospel of Matthew, all authority given unto me in heaven and earth, go ye. Go finish what I started. See, you got to understand, who you used to be doesn't exist. You're a new man. You're a new person. You're a new species. You're a new being. You're a new creature. You're God's children. And you're to go and finish what he's assigned us to do. Because this covenant that we're under must finish what God wanted to do to get his family back to him. Adam aborted it, sold out, and he would not let that be. God said, no, Satan not going to steal my family and keep it. I'm going get what's mine. He told David to do it. Go get your stuff. Didn't he tell him? Hallelujah. He told other people to go get that stuff. He want his stuff. And he using you, us, we, you, to go get what's his. And when they were entering into Canaan land, wasn't there some enemies there? He said, to get them into Canaan land, listen to this, to get them into Canaan land, they had to fight. You know what God did also? Read it closely. He used hornets. He used whatever he needed to use. But you don't need hornets. You got the power of God in you. You're just like God. You got the life of God in you. You got the spirit of God in you. You got the love of God in you. You got the wisdom of God in you. And you can develop all of that and make it become effective, and you can project it. He wants you to know how to take this anointing and handle it. See, every one of you are anointed. Every one of you sitting there, it's not about how you feel. You are anointed. He wants you to accept, acknowledge, learn, know that you are anointed, then know how to handle it. Now, how many of you in here will give your 5-year-old son or daughter the keys to your car and say, just go on, just drive? How many of you? You won't even do it to a 10-year-old, will you? Why? Because they don't know how to handle it. That's what God wants you to know. You got it. I've given you anointing. Now I want you to learn how to handle this anointing. It's not for your, not against your brother, your sister, but it's for the enemy. It destroys his yoke. It removes his burden. It casts the devil out that's harassing people. It drives out sickness and disease, trying to destroy people and make them call their lives to be miserable when they should be full of joy. Call their flesh to hurt and suffer when they ought to be living in peace. And you got the anointing to do it. Why? Because what you used to be is crucified. Who you are now, you are in Christ. So here's what he said. St. John 14:12. Did I give y'all that one? St. John 14:12. St. John 14:12. Look what it said. What did it say? Verily, verily I say unto you, he that what? Believers on me. How many in here believe on Jesus? How many really you believe? Look what he said. Now, so go ahead and give yourself permission to do it. Go ahead and yield to it. Don't let your feeling talk you out of it. Don't let what you think in your head talk you out of believe what the word says. He that believeth on me, he that what? Believeth on me, the works that I do shall what? He do also. Well, then what kind of works did he do? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about doing good. What else did he do? Healing all that was oppressed, harassed of the devil. That's what he did, didn't he? Well, that's what he want us to do. That's how we're going to get these seats for you. Amen. You're going to have to stop coming to church by yourself. Okay. Amen? Amen. Amen. Don't let old habit die hard. Die, kill them quick. Okay. Shoot them 5 times and don't die shooting 5 more times. Just keep shooting until they die. Huh? Amen. And so I'm going to do this. God, you told me to go get them. I'm going to get me somebody. Holy Ghost, I need you to work with me. I'm a little timid here to help me and grow up and get me strong here. That's when the power comes. That's when the ability arrives, when you make the decision that you're going to obey God. As long as you let that timid hold you, you'll sit there and won't do anything. And he'll be laughing at you. And people are dying all around you, going to hell. People suffering when they could be healed. People lost when they could be saved. People not filled with the Holy Ghost when they could be filled with the Holy Ghost talking in tongues. people be prospering. You could bring peoples in this place that they'll learn how to prosper, change their own individual life, change their own family life, change, and then also be a blessing to the kingdom of God because they learn how to look to the power of God, look to the ability of God, and God gives that ability in them to make them productive. Hallelujah. Boy, the Lord's saying some stuff tonight. Huh?